You want one?
Smoke, I mean. I know you don't smoke, but I'm gonna keep offering anyways.
I know how you hate that. Wow, it really is our first night out after breaking up, isn't it?
I know, dude. No fucking way we're staying friends.
Sorry. What was that? It was a yawn. I don't know what you're talking about. Shut the fuck up.
No, really, though.
Why are you laughing? Shut up.
Bro, fuck off. Did you wear that stupid necklace? Don't act like I'm the one at fault here.
Because it sometimes reminds me of the way it would hit the back of my head in Doggy, you know?
When you were really fucking giving it to me.
See? I gotta stop myself, bro. You're so mean for wearing that shit.
Well, sorry for having boobs, I guess.
Fuck me while you're at it, I don't know.
Where are all the others, by the way? Like, we low-key abandoned them, didn't we?
Oh. Victoria texted me. Girl, don't do it. Skull emoji, crying emoji, sad face emoji. So I guess they know we're together, don't they?
I get it. I get it, Victoria. Fuck off.
Ugh.
So you got any last words before I jump over this railing into this river?
You're kidding, right? Tonight's been a total disaster.
How would you define it then, smartass?
I never said that. No. Don't put words in my mouth. I said...
Ugh. God.
Fuck.
See, this is why we broke up.
Shush.
I said... That was unlikely, but not impossible.
Oh, fuck.
Just give it up already.
You said it yourself. We can't get back together, and we both know you're too weak to handle something. So,
casual.
Oh, come on. You're not gonna sit there and deny that.
You're really just gonna lie to my face like that.
Do I really need to pull up our old conversations?
It was triple text city over there, desperate asshole.
Oh, you don't like being called that, huh?
But no, you're a hopeless romantic. That's what makes you so annoyingly cute. But it also makes this shit fucking impossible. So, yeah, what's left? Awkwardly trying to be friends, even though we both want to fuck each other 24/7. Why... would we bother?
We both know that this city is big as fuck. We can just break things off now, that it's still fun, and we can both start fresh with new people without having to deal with post-breakup friendship misery.
But of course, you're one of those people that think exes can be friends. God, you're such a sucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do know better. Thank you very much.
We'd both sit here swearing up and down to each other we're going to be different, and good, and wholesome, and all that other shit, right?
And a few months in, we'd fuck it up.
Sorry, correction, you'd fuck it up.
You know it's true, though, be for real now.
Yeah, I do think it's for the best, I mean, why not, right? Keeping in touch is only gonna make things more painful, and I mean, we got some common friends. But we can figure out something for the most part, I'm pretty sure.
And seeing each other once or twice is not going to be the end of the world. It's not like I'm fucking allergic to your presence or some shit. It's just that we don't pretend and play all these stupid games.
I'd rather have the good memories from our relationship and think to myself, wow, we were so good together, such a shame it had to end this way.
Then we'd have an on and off thing for years as shit slowly gets more and more toxic.
Even more toxic, dickhead.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Force of habit, I guess. Fuck you. It's hard to unlearn 3 years of mushy romantic indoctrination by you.
Ugh. Whatever, you kissed me back.
We should... Yeah, I was about to say the same. Yeah, no, you're right. It's not weird, it's just polite. Sure.
Besides, it's only a 10-minute walk. I did not. I swear Mateo picked this spot, and he doesn't even know where I live, so I did not plan this. Oh my god, you're actually so delusional.
So, when you drop me off at my place, you're not gonna do some weird shit, right?
What?
No, dumbass. I meant, like, trying to get me back kind of shit.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. Yeah, you're right. It was.
Just saying, with the way you've been talking.
Okay. I fully admit some extremely limited levels of responsibility, but we both know
I was never the responsible one.
You should know that better than anybody. Yeah, if I had common sense, I would have never dated you. No offense.
Yeah, I'm teasing, okay? I don't mean it.
But as far as the responsibility thing goes, no, I mean that literally, dude. Remember the coffee machine? Go to hell. It was a confusing piece of junk. And you didn't help me with shit. I would have figured it out on my own.
I would have. I really do. I do.
How was I supposed to know it would auto-detect whether there was a cup or not?
You're telling me our university had us sitting in those wobbly wooden chairs, but they couldn't afford to replace them.
But they can afford to pay for some magic fucking coffee machine.
Whatever.
My prospects?
I'm not chronically in a relationship. I can be single.
But there is this one guy.
Hey, stop!
Stop laughing.
Look, he's this tall guy, and he has these cute curls and a fucking voice to die for. How the fuck am I not supposed to be into that?
Fuck you, I'm snatching him up. Being single is overrated.
Oh, you don't think you'll miss being in a relationship with me?
Right. What parts, huh?
Sir,
where did my little romantic softie go? Who's this degenerate in front of me?
I'm gonna miss giving you head in the morning to wake you up.
I'm gonna miss sucking dick so much. Fuck. This shit is so annoying.
Did I ever mention I hate tension?
No more dealing with that loud-ass kettle every morning at your place is gonna be nice, though.
Where are you going?
This is my apartment.
You should know that by now.
Or were you just gonna leave me to fend for myself as soon as we reached my place?
Aren't you gonna say goodbye at least?
Fuck. Come back here, you jerk.
So, yeah. Fuck, I didn't think about what to say now that we're, like, actually here for the last time.
Do I just, like, awkwardly delete your number and block you on everything, or?
No, because we're gonna hit each other up.
Don't lie. It's unbecoming of you.
Speaking of, don't accept any new Instagram followers. They're me.
All of them, probably.
Do you have a LinkedIn?
Not important.
Anyways,
yeah, it was a really fun final night. I had fun, so good night.
Kinda weird saying that for the last time. After having been together for so long.
Why aren't you walking away? You're supposed to walk away.
But you're getting closer to me.
Yeah, I think you should leave.
I mean, that would be the responsible choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. I'll miss you.
Don't go. Yeah, stay. You can stay, please stay. Just tonight. It's dumb, I know. Just tonight, okay?
Nope, take them off. The shoes.
Yeah, I'm horny, not insane.
No.
Shoes. In the house. This is so bad. My roommates are home.
Huh? Can you at least wait until we're in my room?
Yes, I know this isn't the first time we've done stuff up against the stairs because you're a psycho that gets off on slutting me out in public.
I don't get wet from public play. That's such a... It's a lie. You're being mean. Why are you... You're really gonna make fun of me during our last night together. Fuck. Maybe I will miss you. I mean... Would you mind shoving your fingers in my mouth and make me taste them?
Please?
Yes, I'm a slut for public play. Please give it to me. I wanna, please let me suck.
Yeah, I like it. I like you. I like you a lot. I love the way you treat me. I love the way you make me feel. I love the way you use me. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go back to my room, though? I don't want our last time to be ending with back pain due to poorly structured fucking stairs. No, really, I'm not kidding. They could have done a better job on these stairs. Like, have you looked at it? You see how it's, like, crooked at an angle? Who does that?
Landlords and their shitty fucking...
Sorry, I'm rambling. We should go upstairs, right? Are you fucking serious? Fine. I'll even hike up my dress so you can see my ass better. So, you can enjoy the stairs better. I don't know. I mean, that's the only reason, right?
Fuck!
You are really shitty at being an ex-boyfriend. You know that?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
You know... I did my laundry today on purpose. I was thinking, oh, this way, if I hook up with him one last time, I can be like, oh, no, I don't want to ruin my clean sheets. But that didn't work out, did it? Past me severely underestimated how much of a whore I am.
Are you gonna make me fucking beg for it or something? Take your fucking clothes off already.
Wait. Before you show it in, okay. Do you have a condom? Because, like...
Yeah, I stopped like 2 weeks ago.
Risking it would be such a bad idea. Such a bad.
Oh, fuck, no. Yeah. I'm gonna miss this fucking dick. This big fucking, oh my God. This big. You're gonna miss this pussy. Yeah. You fucking better. Put your hands around my throat. Remember. This is the last time you get to fuck me. Fucking act like it. Take it all for yourself. Because it's all fucking yours, baby. One last time. Come on. Give it to me. Oh. Fuck me like you mean it. Fuck you like you hate me. Oh, fuck. I can see in your eyes. Do it. Fuck. That stings. So fucking good. Again. Again. Please. Slap my face again. Please. It makes me feel so good and useful. Let me be your perfect fuck toy one more time. Please. Fuck yes. God, you're really giving it to me. I'm never gonna forget this, you know that? I'm gonna compare all the other guys I'll be with, and they'll never measure up to you. How's that make you feel, hmm? Does it feel fucking good ruining this pussy for all other men, huh? Does it feel fucking good knowing that this pussy will always fucking be owned by you? Oh, fuck. More. More, 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 more. Ah, fuck. Yes, give it to me. Please, please. Like a dirty, nasty little slut. Squeeze my throat as you wreck this fucking cunt, baby. Come on, don't hold back. Oh. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Yes, I am gonna come for you. Oh, no, don't tell me. Tell me. Tell me you're gonna miss this fucking pussy. Fuck. God, I'm squeezing so tight around fat fucking cock. Holy shit. Let me breathe. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. What? No. No, don't do that. Don't give me a break. Not until you come. No. Oh. Ow, ow. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'll tangle my head over the edge of the bed. Get my tits out of my dress so you can use them as handlebars to grip onto as you sink your cock deep into my throat. Please, please. You want your cock in my throat, right? Yeah. 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 Tastes so good. My pussy tastes good on your cock. I bet it did. I'm sorry. I'm so ditzy and dumb. You fucked my brains out. Just use me like a hole. Leave me brain dead, cock drunk. I'm your hole. I love being your hole. It smells so fucking good when you go all the way and your balls are on my nose. Do that again. Just use me. Do what makes you feel good. I'm just a hole for you. Love it when you make me choke on it. Oxygen is a privilege for sluts like me.
You're so messed up for making me say that. Oh my gosh. I love it when you're mean to me. Just pump me full of cum, like a pretty little fleshlight. Every time I'll sleep on this bed, I'll think of you treating me like this, I promise. Fuck, my spit is all over my face. You're making a mess out of me. Wait, no, don't come down my throat, come in my mouth. I want to savor the taste one last time. Give it to me, please, please, one last time, please, I need it, please, come in my mouth, yeah, make me taste it, I want to taste it, fuck, it's so good, No, wait, just a little more, come on. Oh, fine. I already missed your dick, so this is so unfair. I should have gotten custody of your cock in the breakup. You know, I really thought, like, post-nut clarity and all, I thought that, like, I'd be like, wow, that was a huge mistake, but I'm not gonna lie, I just want to go for another round or two, maybe three or four or eight, In a bit, though, I need to rehydrate. I guess you could stay the night. No harm in that, right? Then tomorrow we could go our separate ways, yeah.
tomorrow.